not be on the list because the Electoral Commission has said that I have not fulfilled all the requirements.
What are some of the requirements?
Well, one big requirement was collecting signatures. And like in 2017, the Electoral Commission has said that my signatures were not authentic. Therefore, they will not accept my candidacy. So that's the reason they gave. And I'm very disappointed in that decision because I put so much effort and time into the process. And I believe what I provided was right. Like in 2017, like 7 years ago, I did all I could to fulfill all the requirements.
But the Elections Commission says that some of the people you have on your list of supporters did not have signatures.
That's what they said, but I think they did not want me to be on that list. They did not want me to campaign. So they had to find a reason for me not to be on the list. And they came up with that. That's the same reason they gave in 2017. So I'm very disappointed, but yeah, it is what it is.
As you said, you ran again in 2017. Did the Elections Commission or the government say to you that you have a criminal record? Besides the issue of your signatures, what else do they have against you?
They also say that I did not being from Rwanda. That's number one. And they also said that I did not prove that I had no criminal record. In both cases, I am Rwandese. Both of my parents were born here. I was born here. And I do not have any criminal record. Yes, I was in prison for 1 year, but I was cleared of all charges. So I do not have a criminal record.
And did you prove that to the Elections Commission that you do not have a criminal record?
Yes, I did. That I had been cleared of all the charges back in 2018. I provided them with what was needed, whether it was for my citizenship or whether it was for the criminal record. And when I went to submit my documents last week, they say that all that was left for me to submit was a medical certificate and the proof that I had no other citizenship, and I provided them with that.
I mean, Rwanda has many female officials, or let's say in parliament. If you ran for parliament, would you have the same problems you are having now, running for president?
I haven't thought yet about the other option, because my objective, my aim was to run as a presidential candidate, and I was just denied that.
Madame Rigara, thank you so much again. A pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, thank you.